This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security. He noted that the CEO forum has opened new opportunities for trade and investment.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech university exchange, startup connect aur skill development ke avsar bhi badha rahe hain. Hamare badhte sambandhon ko support karne ke liye हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. The joint statement also noted the formalization of the Malaysia-India Digital Council to advance cooperation in the semiconductor ecosystem, digital public infrastructure, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence and fintech. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said, ideology-driven governance under the BJP has transformed states which were once considered backward, including Chhattisgarh. Speaking at the valedictory session of organizers' conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens, Security, Prosperity and Stability in Nava Raipur, Mr. Shah said after its formation, Chhattisgarh witnessed significant development during 15 years of BJP rule. Mr. Shah said, once a stronghold of Naxal violence, Chhattisgarh has now become a symbol of development under the BJP's double-engine government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Thailand's Prime Minister Anuthin Chanwirakun has claimed victory in parliamentary elections after television projections showed his Bhumjai Thai party winning by a clear margin. The vote was a three-way contest between the Reformist People's Party, Chanwirakun's conservative Bhumjai Thai party and Phyu Thai backed by the influential Shinawatra family. Speaking to reporters in Bangkok, the Prime Minister said the election victory belongs to all Thais, regardless of whom they voted for. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has virtually inaugurated the Siuri Road Overbridge, Kumarpur Road Overbridge and flagged off a new Asansol-Bokaro train service in West Bengal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, these projects mark a significant step towards strengthening rail infrastructure, enhancing safety and improving regional connectivity in the state. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, hosts Sri Lanka has beaten Ireland by 20 runs in the Group B match in Colombo. Batting first, Sri Lanka posted 163 for 6 in 20 overs, with Kushal Mendes unbeaten on 56 of 43 balls and Kamindo Mendes scoring 44 of 19. Chasing the target, Ireland were bundled out for 143 in 19.5 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.